Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Tonight we got a treat. We have Paula with me, who's a great gifted tarot reader and psychic, and I'm going to bring her on, and she's also going to give you messages from mermaids. Here we go. Let me find her here. Hello, Paula.
Hi, Kelly Jo. How you doing tonight?
Good. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
How did you get into this?
I've been reading tarot for quite a long time, and I had some girlfriends that said, hey, why don't you start reading for the public? And so I started doing that, and it's just kind of blossomed from there, and I go to my local shows, and I also have an Etsy shop where I sell not only readings, but tarot and oracle decks as well.
Oh, neato. And how would someone get a hold of you?
You can contact me at my Etsy shop, which is Mermaid Song Tarot. So just hop onto Etsy and type in that shop name. You'll find me.
Neat. And how you can get me is KellyJoePsychic.com. Or call me, 561-333-5367. Well, let's start. I'll let you go first. I'll call out the prefix. 447. Hello, 447.
Hi, Kelly. This is Deep.
Hi, Dee. What is your question?
Can I have a message from Spirit, please, that I need to know the most?
Go ahead, Paula.
Hi, Dee. This is Paula. Your message from Spirit is Ace. Hi. Your message from Spirit tonight is Ace of Wands. This is going to be a good time of creativity for you. You may be kind of popping with some really great ideas. It's the time for you to just let your, what really excites you and fires you up, that's the thing you need to go after this month.
Right. Is that for this month, for the month of February only?
I would say that's February and March.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And what I'm getting is you're right on the pathway that you need to be on. They're letting you know that your timing's impeccable, so trust that. And pay attention to your dreams because you're going to have really profound dreams. So pay attention to that.
Yeah, I like that for Kelly Jo because his dreams are what he's really passionate about. It's the thing that he's very fired up about. That's really what he needs to go. That's what Spirit's saying to me, that he needs to go after what is he's very passionate and excited about. You know, the thing that gets you up in the morning.
Yeah. Yes, makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
And you. Thank you.
All right. Next one, 775. Hello, 775.
Hi.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, Kelly Jo. This is Wendy from Sacramento, and to your lovely guest as well, of course. And Kelly, as you know, I previously explained to you that I purchased a desk. It's scheduled to be delivered this Friday. Something has come up. The manager is really nice. Her name is Rani, R-A-N-I. And I discovered in a previous text that that desk was offered about $350 less. So I forwarded it to her, and I said, could you please honor this price? I said, I still want the desk. Can you give me a partial credit? I've not heard from her. It's scheduled to be delivered on Friday. What's going to be happening here? Is she going to credit me back the difference? Am I still getting the desk?
You're going to get the desk, but you're going to have to fight for it.
Oh, no.
Well, that's just what I'm...
Yeah, I actually forwarded the text that showed that she had approved $2,150 for the desk. And but she will end up crediting me the difference, and it will still be delivered on Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. And what does your guest think about this?
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
I'm looking at the Five of Swords tarot card for you, which often indicates that there's some sort of miscommunication or a little bit of strife there. So my recommendation to you would be to perhaps send a new email that outlines the entire situation very nicely so that the whole story can be right there for someone to read. It's possible that your communication has been lost or delivered to the wrong person.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm confident that Ronnie is the manager, and she has received my email. I had forgotten about the previous quote a few months ago, and then it dawned on me. So that's when I said, well, I noticed that you had previously approved $2,150, and she said, well, I wouldn't approve it for that much. And so all I did was, I'm very polite, I simply sent her a screen print of that, basically the other associates saying that the manager had, which is Ronnie, had approved $2,150. So, oh, I'm very polite. So I, you know what? They've had it in the store way too long. But do you see me getting the desk? Will she give me the $2,150 or close to it?
Yes, I see you getting the desk. What I mean by miscommunication is not on your part, but perhaps someone in their department's not reading it or not able to access it. So just for further clarification, because we've had Mercury retrograde, which we just came out of, which always interferes with communications, I would just cover your bases maybe, you know, one more time. And I know you're very polite, so, you know, they won't have a problem with that. And you'll get your desk.
I will be very gracious, and I'll let her know how much I appreciate her store and the quality merchandise and the customer service, and that I'll just send her a reminder email maybe tomorrow and just say, I'm looking forward to delivery of my desk, and did you receive, I know she received it, but I'll say, hopefully you received the screen print that I forwarded to you showing that our previous associate had approved the $2,150, which I think I'm being very diplomatic. So with that, I hope she'll just think, you know what, I want to get the desk out of my store anyway and be done with it.
That sounds like the perfect response. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
All right. And hope you'll get a job soon working remotely from my bedroom, some kind of customer service, because I need to up my income because my sister and I want to move to a new apartment in the spring. And so that's why I'm getting a new job. At least I hope I am before the end of the month.
We already covered that last time you called. Yes, you will.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Well, thank you so
much.
You.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay. 562. Hello, 562.
Hi, hello.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, this is Yvonne from California. And I have a love question. Do you see me getting married eventually?
Yes. I mean, go ahead, Dom.
yes. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Good to hear from you. I pulled the Two of Cups for you. And I don't know if you've ever seen the Two of Cups, but it always shows two people who are obviously very much in love, building their lives together. So, yes, I do see a good relationship for you coming in the future. Looks to be a good one.
Oh, okay, great.
And I also see that for you, too. And I see you probably getting married in 2028.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Okay. How do we get a hold of you again, Paula?
You can reach me at my Etsy shop, which is Mermaid Song Tarot. I'm also on Facebook, my business page of the same name, Mermaid Song Tarot. You can also reach me by phone at 352-406-6380 if you'd like to book a tarot reading. I'm available.
And me, you can reach me at KellyJoePsychic.com. Or 561-333-5367. All right, 917. Hello, 917. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, Kelly Jo and Paula. My name's Ellen. I'm calling from New York. My question is regarding a job. I had an interview today. I think it went well. I'm just wondering whether you pick up anything regarding this job, whether I'm going to get it, whether it's in my best interest to get it, anything at all.
I feel like you will get it. I feel like you'll have another interview, and then they'll have you come to the brick-and-mortar building, and you'll be able to you'll know within 2 weeks.
Wonderful.
Go ahead, Paula.
I agree with Kelly Jo, Ellen. I drew the Fool card for you, which is the very first card in the Tarot Journey.
Yes.
It talks about an exciting new adventure. Something that, has an element of something you haven't done before or it's new to
mm-hmm.
you. So I definitely see you getting this very, very soon. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate the reading. It gives me the confidence to go forward. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
You're very
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 510. Hello, 510.
Hello, hi.
Where are you from and what's your question?
I'm from California and I want to know if there any messages for me?
Go ahead, Paula.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Tasha.
Tasha?
Yes.
Hi, Tasha. Good to meet
hi.
You. Let's see, messages for you. What's going to pop out here? Seven of Cups, you've got lots of possibilities going on right now. Maybe it might be a little bit confusing trying to figure out what to choose. I would say sit with that in meditation and really review what it is that your soul wants you to do. You've got lots of possibilities before you and lots of good things coming your way. You just need to choose the one that really lights you up and makes you excited to get out of bed in the morning.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
And I feel like you need to use your creativity. So pick a hobby that uses your creativity. And for you, I feel like journaling would be excellent. And that'll help you
okay.
manifest what you want.
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right.
Tasha, have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay. 919. Hello, 919.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi,
where are you from?
You.
Your question.
Sheree from North Carolina.
And
my question, I guess, if anything, what comes to you right now that I need to know?
Go ahead, Paula.
And you said your name was Sheree? Hi, nice to meet you. Queen of Pentacles, you've got some really great stuff going on for you. I see what's coming towards you is you're going to have a time period of self-sufficiency, where you have a lot of resources at your disposal. This can be not only money, but also energy, time, relationships. This is going to be a good time for you, so get ready.
Thank you. That's what I enjoy hearing. Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm getting,
don't we all?
You're going into a whole new cycle. It's a whole new beginning. So put yourself out there and say yes instead of no. And don't let your trepidation hold you back.
So is there a way to cleanse that out so the receiving part becomes natural?
Well, you can hold up your left hand and say, I now receive all those things that are good for me. Thank you, universe.
Okay.
The other thing, Cherie, that you'll want to do to clear out that energy is anytime that you feel yourself going down that pathway, just tell your mind, no, you're not going to do that, and switch your focus to visualizing and imagining the things that you want. It's when we focus on what we want and not on what we don't have, that's when we bring the abundance to us, right?
Okay, quite lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It. Love and light.
All right.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. 815. Hello, 815.
Hi, ladies. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Hi.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay now?
Oh. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
I'm having phone issues. So, can you hear me good now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry. So, I actually have a question for my sister. This is Whitney calling from Arizona. I have a question for my sister who is in the dating world right now and talking to this guy that's kind of bailed on her twice now, and I'm trying to figure out if his excuses are real and should she give him another chance. What are your thoughts on this guy's intentions, or do you have anything in the cards for her?
Well, I get that she needs to move along because he's lying to her. But I see her meeting somebody that's right around the corner. Like she might meet him in a coffee shop or something like that. He's going to be a blondie. He's going to have brown eyes. He works hard for a living. He has callous hands. He wears work boots. And there's a J and a D. So the
J and a D.
Yeah, around
here. Where did you say you think she might run into him?
Maybe a coffee shop.
Okay.
Go ahead,
okay.
Paula.
Hey, Whitney. What I got for your sister when you first started talking was the judgment card. This is a card that talks about moving on, rebirth, and renewal. So I think that follows along with what Kelly Jo is getting. And the other thing I got about the person coming towards her, he's going to be very steadfast and loyal. King of Pentacles, that's somebody who's very secure and is very good with the finances and good at making a happy home life. The King of Pentacles is not always great at saying how he feels, but he will show it.
Okay. And she would rather that anyway, so.
Yeah. So my advice to her is don't be swayed by, you know, good looks or sweet talk. They got to walk the walk.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I will definitely share that with her because I was kind of getting the same vibes about that guy, and she'll be happy to hear that there's something close by coming her way that's going to be worth her while.
She just got to make room for him.
Yeah. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. 772. I mean 7, sorry. 727. Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kelly Joe. It's Jill from Florida.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead, Paula.
Okay, so I want to know what you see coming up for me in the next month or so.
Hi, Jill. I am drawing the Emperor card, which is a card of prosperity, obviously. It's also a card of organization. Maybe a legal matter is coming to light, or you're seeing the end of that. I see that you're probably maybe going to be doing some spring cleaning. I don't know why that's coming up, but some spring cleaning and introducing some more order into the activities that you have going on. Possibly, are you looking for love?
No, I have a husband.
Okay, maybe it's your husband that I'm seeing. But anyway, I also see Six of Pentacles, so you're going to have some dealings with family or remembering childhood wonderful things, or a childhood friend is going to come back to you or come into your mind or a communication of some sort. So be looking for a blast from the past.
Okay, my mother died in last April, and she has a lawsuit pending for her ovarian cancer, and I had to do all this paperwork, and I'm wondering if that's what you see coming up.
That might be. What do you see?
It's going to court next month, I believe.
Aha. Yeah, I think that might be the thing that's coming up. I see somebody, sitting in judgment.
Okay.
Kelly Joe, what do you see?
I'm seeing you're going to win the case. You're going to get a substantial sum because it is a winnable case. And an award, so it means you're going to win money. The judge will be very favorable for you. You also are going to take a trip in the summer. Now, would you go to North Carolina at all? Because there's something about North Carolina and you.
Oh, yeah, we have two sets of friends who have invited us to visit them. So
well,
that could be.
I'm doing that in the summertime because I'm seeing all the flowers. The rhododendron,
okay, great.
And the azaleas, and I see you hiking, not a big hike, but, you know, just doing, like, short hikes.
Yeah,
and
I don't see a big hike, but I could do a little
see
hike.
A waterfall, yes, I do.
Yeah, Jill, I see a waterfall and some butterflies. You're going to be doing, I agree with Billy Joe, you're going to be doing some hiking with waterfalls. There actually are some really pretty ones in North Carolina, so go check those out.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both. You're always on the money, Kelly Joe, and Paula, I don't think I've had a reading from you before, but Kelly Joe, I've had several.
Oh, you're going to go to a festival there, too, and you're going to get, like, a piece of blown glass, an art piece.
Oh, yeah, my husband and I love to do that. I'm writing everything down you're saying because it usually happens. Can I ask one more thing on my mother's case? So my brother is the executor, but he won't sign things. Am I going to still get money?
You're going to have to fight him with it.
Okay, because they're trying to make it where I get it and not him.
Right. You need to do that.
Yeah, the attorneys are actually trying to work on that because I was her beneficiary and I was her executor, but then at the last minute before she died because she got mad at me that I wouldn't let her come here to die, she changed it to him.
Right.
And so the court says,
to make sure you get it because it, yeah.
Okay. And do you know how much it's going to be?
No, I don't see an amount. But it will be pretty hefty.
Okay. All right. All right. And how do I reach you, Paula, on Facebook?
You can reach me at my business page, which is Mermaid Song Tarot.
Mermaid Song Tarot. Okay, thank you both.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye, Kelly Jo.
Good night. Okay, we got one more person. Let's see. And you go first next. I go first. Okay. Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello. Me? My name is Ed. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. What do you get for Ed, Miss Paula?
Well, let's see. Hi, Ed. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fantastic. Ed, are you juggling a lot of stuff right now?
Kind of. The one thing that's mainly on my mind is my uncle and I have had a parting, and I'm on the house, the deed and the loan, and I'm going to turn it into the mortgage company.
Okay.
Does that go well?
Yes, I do. I see that. I got Queen of Wands for you, which is all about, you know, that fiery energy. So, yes, you're going to be moving forward probably pretty swiftly with that. Your first card was Two of
cool.
Pentacles, which is you juggling stuff. So you're juggling that along with some other things right now. But, yes, that's going to move swiftly. And it's going to give you a whole new perspective on life.
So it's going to go well. We'll break and nothing bad after that, right?
I don't see anything bad. How about you, Kelly Jo?
No, it'll go fine.
Okay, that's my biggest concern because it didn't end well.
It's going to get that weight off of your mind.
Good.
Definitely.
I need that.
You're going to feel like a whole new person.
Cool. I like
yeah,
this
I
call.
Yeah, I see you doing the happy dance.
haven't
you're
done
already
the happy
laughing.
Now,
you're already laughing. That's a good sign.
Oh, I laugh a lot. I try to see the positive of everything. It doesn't happen, but I try.
That's good.
So,
that's the best attitude to have. Keep that attitude and things are going to turn out just fine.
Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. And it's always a pleasure and enjoyment when listening to Miss Kelly Jo and her show. Makes everyone I know happy.
I hope you have a good evening.
You all do the same. And thanks again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Ed. Have a great night.
Night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now I guess we'll just talk for a little bit. Do you have anything coming up for yourself, Paula?
Actually, I do. It's in my local area. I'm in Central Florida. So on the 19th and 20th of this month, I will be at Experience Psychic Fair in Ocala. And I'll be appearing there as a reader. That's, let's see, the 19th and 20th, and it's at the Ocala Shrine Club on Maricamp Road in Ocala, Florida. And then the very first weekend in March, I will be at another fair at the Orlando Bahia Shrine Club in Apopka, Florida. So if anybody is local listening, that'd be great if you'd stop by to see me.
And me, I'm going to be at Naples Mystic Fair for one day, a Saturday the 19th. So I'm going to be there. And then I have another Biscuit and Tea Mystic coming up on the 28th of February. I'm going to have Chris, a paranormal investigator, on. And then Thursday night, I'm going to be on my friend Carol Ann Corey's show, In the Psychic Flow, on YouTube. We give the link that day. And I always have a ball doing her show. That's always fun. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
You've always got the most interesting things going on, Kelly Jo.
I try. Now, you have a neat take on how you read the tarot. I enjoy it. I read things a little different than using the cards. I don't really need them, so I have a different take on them. And what's your take on the devil? What?
On the devil card?
Yeah.
Yeah, the devil card for me is a card of change. A lot of people are always really scared when they see the devil card, but
yeah.
It's not actually a card to scare you. It's a card that is about the material parts of the world. The devil card is the card that deals with the material world and the things of the material world, and it's also giving us a warning that we need to be careful and not go overboard in that respect.
Right.
Sometimes it can speak about addiction to whatever, a lot of different things. It's also the card of artists and musicians. So if you're an artist and a musician and the card comes up, it can indicate that you're going to have a time period where you're really immersed in your work. So it's a multi-layered card, but it's not a scary one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also look at that card as it's a total change in overcoming your doubts, demons, and fears. That's how I read it.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Really PO'd at somebody and you're holding a really bad grudge.
Yeah, that's a good interpretation.
I'm really, really PO'd at you.
I like that. Yeah, it can mean somebody being sort of also sort of attached to or enslaved by someone or something. And I don't mean like actual slavery, but, you know, like wrapped up in it or controlled. Yeah.
Yep. It can be an abusive situation. Like you said, drugs, you know, stuff like that. And then reversed, it's breaking away all the bonds.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And I love the Fool card. That's just taking a leap of faith into the unknown, and it's like having the action through spirituality to move forward. There you go.
Yes, exactly. And also not only that, but the attitude of being carefree and excited about what's coming.
And
so
it can mean
it's
too.
Go ahead.
It can mean travel, too.
Oh, yes, very definitely travel. Travel of all kinds.
And how do you read the Eight of Cups?
The Eight of Cups?
Yeah.
The Eight of Cups I always read as you're moving towards more personal fulfillment. Because in the Eight of Cups, it always shows someone who's walking away from eight cups that are full. So the person has had a lot of really great things in their life, but they're moving on because they want to seek, you know, something more. So it usually indicates a person who's seeking more fulfillment. That could be, you know, maybe a better fulfilling job or a deeper relationship or more friends. It could be spiritual fulfillment as well. So it's any and all of those kinds of things that bring that deep emotional fulfillment. Because the Suit of Cups is all about our emotions.
Yep. And then I want to bring up the other card, the Ace of Swords. I always liken that to like legal things, new beginnings, winter time.
Yeah, and the Ace of Swords also has discovering the truth. Swords are always about our thoughts and our mental processes and communications. So it can be where we finally realize it's like the light bulb going off. Ding! I understand. I know the truth. And sometimes, especially like maybe now, it might be communicating your truth.
Right. Cutting away to the heart of the matter.
Exactly.
And I always, one of my fun cards is the Page of Swords, and I say, don't go around slashing and hacking. Calm down.
Laugh and hack. And don't kill the messenger.
Right.
Because the Page of Swords, you know, he's the messenger. He's bringing you a message or a communication of some kind. And it might be an uncomfortable truth that you're not willing to face. So don't shoot the messenger.
And I love the Knights because that's always something coming in really swiftly.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite card, Kelly Jo?
I think my favorite is the Empress.
Oh, interesting. That's a really...
She's a summertime card. She's using your pearls of wisdom, fruitfulness, you know, fertility, you know, bringing into all that, you know, you sowed your seeds and now you got the harvest of wisdom.
It's always a beautiful card, and it always, I feel like it's a very feminine, empowering card, which is one of the reasons I like the Empress. My favorite card is the High Priestess, because that is really the, in my opinion, the most powerful card in the tarot, because it's showing that she's going within to find the secrets that she already knows, and then she's employing them.
And then my favorite happy card is the Sun card, because it's my happy, happy, joy, joy card.
I know. I got the Sun card for this week.
Yeah.
So that must mean that's why I'm here this week, because you're like the Sun, Kelly Jo.
But I love talking about tarot, because everybody reads it different. You know, everybody has a different perspective, but we all go around the mulberry bush and get to the same point.
Exactly. And it's so fascinating because the cards can have, you know, each person will look at it and they'll get something out of it. And we're not always exactly the same, but the basic meanings are still the same. And it's so multifaceted that you can just get more and more layers of meaning out of it the more you dive into it. It's really
and then
fun.
You get the same card for a different person, it means different.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy? I love how that works.
I love how it tells the story.
Yes, the tarot really is a story. It's a journey. It's the hero's journey of how he starts out and how he goes through challenges and travails and ends up learning a lot and being triumphant. So it's about all of our journeys, actually.
Oh, totally. You know, and it's like, and do you use each suit of the cards as a different phase of the year?
Yes, typically I do. And also their corresponding element. I really like how the tarot has the elements involved, earth,
yes,
air, fire, and water. And then, you know, the different, like, days, months, hours, days, months, years, I'll correspond to the different suits as well. Do you do that?
Yes. And that's a
lot of fun. That's an easy way to kind of organize it.
You know, like, the swords are winter, and diners is fall, or coins. The rods are spring, cups are summer, you know. And then,
I know. It's very representative of all the seasons of our life and all the different aspects of our lives.
Yeah. You know, it's like, and then the, also you were saying that when was it that you loved the most? Was the Hierophant?
I do like the Hierophant because not only does it indicate, you know, like contracts or marriage, like a marriage contract or legal documents, but it's also about learning. And I really feel that everyone should learn their whole lives. I mean, if you stop learning, you stop growing. So I love the Hierophant because it shows that happening in people's lives.
And then also what other one did you say? It wasn't judgment. It was justice.
The justice card?
Yeah. Now that, I see that as learning and getting a degree also.
Right, and possibly something like in the legal field, definitely,
right.
if
the
you
law,
draw the
lawyer, it's court papers.
Yeah, and also what the scales represent, which is remaining balanced, and that
right.
can apply in so many different areas of our life.
Oh, totally.
So many. Hey, and I wanted to let you know, Kelly Jo, I just recently started a YouTube channel. It's Mermaid Song Tarot, and I do monthly zodiac readings as well as a new moon and a full moon reading each month. So
okay.
If anybody's interested in taking a look at that, they can find me on YouTube.
Cool. And me, I'm on there too, Kelly Jo Psychic on YouTube. I do little blurby things. I haven't done any new ones lately, but I do put my in the psychic flow on there so you can see how I read and how I roll. And I'm looking forward to it, and I will definitely get on YouTube and look you up and like you.
Yeah, check it out. It's something I just started, so I'm still learning how to do it. So please bear with me and have patience with me.
Oh, just have fun.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do it from an elemental perspective. I do each zodiac sign, and then I pull a card for each one of the elements plus the element of spirit. So it's a 5-card reading, and they kind of get an energetic overview of what the month is going to bring for them.
Neat. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
It's a little bit different. Spin
that.
On it.
People love that.
I hope so. I'm starting to get a few followers. So hopefully y'all will go watch it and like it and share it and subscribe. All that
yes.
stuff.
Now, do you have any other thing on YouTube at all?
No, that's all I'm doing on YouTube at the moment. I'm in the process of writing an online course, which is not ready yet, so I'm still working on that. I got lots of iron in the fire. I like to be busy.
Well, and I'm sure that people will want to take that too.
Well, my course is going to be called Empath Empowerment, Creating a Daily Protection Practice. And it will be completely online, so everyone can work at their own pace. And it's just about how empaths can create a daily practice that they can do with tools that work for them to help protect their energy and be able to, you know, go out in the world and people without being drained and wanting to turn into a hermit for 6 months.
It's so important to protect yourself. Totally.
It is, and I've struggled with that most of my life, so when I learned some tips and tricks and tools, I realized that there were probably a lot of people out there who were struggling like me, so that's why I'm creating the course, because I want to help other people like me.
I tell people the white light luminous bubble eggshell themselves, and it's like Teflon, and it slides off, and you're in that bubble, and you're protected. And do your protection prayer before your feet hit the floor in the morning.
Yeah, you know, that works so well. That is an amazing tool, and it's good that you tell people about that. The funny thing is that we often forget to do it. So when you can make something a daily practice, then it becomes second nature, and you don't have to think about it. And then it just automatically happens once you make it a habit.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for coming on my show tonight. And I've enjoyed you. And we'll see everybody in the future. Good night.
Thanks so much for having me, Kelly Jo. Thanks to all the callers. And talk to y'all later.
Thank you.